Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Fred Bartlett, Vice President of Franchising for Express Employment Professionals. And since 1983, Express Employment Professionals has been providing unparalleled staffing services across a variety of industries, and today employ more than 375,000 people each year. Entrepreneur Magazine ranked Express Employment Professionals, formerly Express Personal Services, in the top 15% among all 500 franchises in their Franchise 500 list, which is an annual listing of the top franchises in the nation. And Don and I have referred to that list on many occasions. Express ranked at number 77 on the list. Among the magazine's top global franchises, Express ranks number 69, and the company was number 58 among the fastest-growing franchises in the U.S. and Canada. In the last 2 years, Express has awarded 130 new franchises. The company now has more than 600 offices in four countries and employs 350,000 people each year. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Yeah, doing fine, Marty. How about yourself? How was your weekend?
Good. It was another good weekend. Weather was pretty good.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, we got out and did a few things yesterday.
Absolutely. I know you usually have those busy weekends, don't you?
Yeah, we always have something planned. This week in the town I live in, Central Jersey, they had a horse show, which was pretty interesting. We went last year. Kids like it because they also have things for the kids to do, like pony rides and games. And so that went on yesterday. It's we just do it because it's literally about 2 minutes from our home. These are horse riders from around the country that come to this event. So I gave us a little something to do yesterday, and we were with some other family yesterday.
That's fantastic. We always have those busy weekends in the summer, don't you?
Yeah. I saw that my wife had left a list on our dining room table of all the stuff we have planned stuff for doing this year. I just couldn't believe it. How the heck are we going to pack all that into like 10, 11
weeks?
That's
incredible. I know. Yeah. Well, that's why your summers go by so fast, So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, good news is I see Fred just called into the switchboard. Hey, good morning, Fred. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Fred. Fred, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. I know, Don, you wanted to say hi to Fred.
Yeah, Fred, appreciate you coming on. How's your summer going so far?
Everything is going well, my friend. We're good. Here in Oklahoma City today, where our headquarters is. And
that's right.
It's beautiful weather so far, so good.
That's fantastic. Fred, what were you doing before joining Express Employment Professionals? I know you have an interesting and strong resume.
Well, I have been in franchising all my business life, but just prior to coming into Express, I was the vice president of franchising for Snelling & Snelling,
right,
another large staffing company based out of Dallas.
That's great. And I expect all that experience, helped you in kind of what you're doing now, Fred.
Well, yes, it really does. Just working, with these candidates, as I mentioned, I've been in franchising all my business life, either as a working with franchisors or as a franchisee of my own. So I kind of see both sides of the picture and makes it a lot easier to help these guys make good business decisions.
Yeah, I imagine.
Fred, did you target Express to go to? Or did they recruit you? I imagine you're having a good job at Snelling, and Snelling probably put you in a good position.
Well, it put me in a good position, but you always know your competition when you're in business, and so I kept up with Express very closely, and I continued to watch how well they were doing and how fast they were growing. So when I was the first approached by Express to maybe think about coming on board, I said, no, look, guys, I don't want to join you. I want to beat you. And had several long conversations with them, but just it was kind of the old story of an offer too good to refuse and a chance to join a really, really quality organization from top to bottom. So I was very, very fortunate to have the opportunity, and it just timing is a lot of important things in life, and timing was right for me.
That's great.
Wow. And, of course, everyone around the country knows your company as Express Personal Services. Now, of course, the name was changed to Express Employment Professionals. Maybe talk about the history of the company. I'm sure it goes pretty far back. As I said, it's a pretty well-known company, Fred.
Okay, well, I will be glad to do that. Express actually started in business in 1983, began franchising in 1985. Bob Funk and Bill Stoller are our two founders. We are 100% franchised. All of our offices are franchised. Right now, we've got about 608 franchise locations across the country, and we're extremely proud of that. We're the largest privately held staffing company, which is another item that we're very, very proud of. That way we can focus on helping our franchisees with the bottom line and not having to report to the stockholders and focused on the stock price. We can more focus on helping our franchisees. And
right.
We are international. We have offices both in Canada. We have, I think, 29 offices there. We have offices in Australia and also in South Africa.
Wow.
But our main focus is to continue to grow here domestically and add hopefully another 300 or 400 local offices to our mix.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, that's just incredible to someday get up to 1,000 different franchisees around the country. Now, you know, during these times when the economy's down, it's rough, the unemployment rate is up, you know, in most states, if not maybe all states nationwide, is this, I imagine this maybe helps your company.
Well, it really does, and that's a great thought, but we're one of those industries that can really do well in just about any type of economic environment. Mm-hmm. The staffing industry is about $81 billion, and you know it varies depending on whether you're helping companies with their temporary or what we call flexible leasing or of employees or working with temporary employees, or whether we're helping them find full-time workers in their business. And now, we've grown every year for a number of years, and primarily because we believe it's our franchisees as an owner is going out into the field and talking to other business owners. But even now, as the economy has tightened a little, it's a great time for our owners to go in and work with their existing clients and figure out ways that they can help them better manage their business, help them better with their turnover and how to reduce that, and how to manage during the hard times makes us a much more valuable commodity to these different clients.
I agree.
Right, it's a good point, Fred, about your type of service going well in good and bad times. I mean, mm-hmm. Of course, even in good times, there's companies that have massive layoffs and people are always put out of work, and so these are, you know, type of person who can be a potential franchisee, but if they're looking to stay in the workforce, who better to help them than Express? So, yeah, I see your point on that.
A good point, and you know, we deal primarily with small businesses in our particular markets, and each of our franchisees have exclusive territories, meaning we cannot come in and put another office in that area, nor can any of the other Express offices do business in that territory. And so each of our owners go out with their teams and talk to the small business owners to help them grow their business and hire better people and bring on better staffs. And, you know, it's the small business owner out there that has been doing all the hiring in the country for the last many years, and
right.
It's the large national conglomerates that are outsourcing their jobs or having these massive layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, that really does help our owners and our clients because it frees up employees,
right.
And it helps us find better candidates to present to these different owners.
Yeah, absolutely. And such a great and important service, Fred. You know, Don and I were saying earlier that, you know, the hiring process can be very frustrating and it's very time-consuming for a company, you know, and it sounds like what you guys do is you simplify this whole process. So it's really very important.
Exactly. And, you know, we feel like it's a very helping, giving back to the community
mm-hmm.
type of business, and that's one of the things that we really want to see in our franchise owners. And when we talk to people and candidates about becoming owners, you know, we want to see someone that has a real helping heart and wants
right.
to be involved in the community, involved in the community services and the different charities. And we're always looking for sales-minded people because the end all is that it is a sales industry, and it is going out and talking to people about
right.
helping them.
Right.
But it's very much a big part of the community, and we feel so good. I was talking to our Jersey City, New Jersey owners a few weeks ago, and they made the comment that last year in their territory, they helped a little over 10,000 people
wow.
with jobs. And
that's
then that kind of relates back to us as a whole. Last year, 2007, we helped a little over 350,000 people find jobs
that's
as
incredible.
A company. So that's pretty impactful when it gets down
right.
to the family and to helping them, you know, as a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a great feeling, too, I imagine, for you guys, Fred.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, what a big impact,
yeah.
hundreds of thousands of people helping out, just helping out families. Families that if your service wasn't there, you know, what would they do? I mean, it can lead, unfortunately, to rough situations like foreclosures and,
right.
People being out of work a while, it hurts the family, it hurts marriages. So, I mean, you know, it's so great to have a service like yours. When did the company, you go back to the history of the organization,
okay.
you know, did the company early on, have the idea to start the franchise, the concept, Fred?
They did. Bob Funk and Bill Stoller. Bob lives here in Oklahoma City, and Bill Stoller lives out in the Oregon area. And they had both been with a company out of the Oregon area called Acme Personnel. And when Acme went out of business, Bob and Bill decided it was time to open and get into their own ownership, and just almost immediately decided, well, the best way to do this is to have other people that have the same interests to come in and be part of this. And, you know, both of those gentlemen who have just given back so much to the communities and the industry itself had the desire to help other people be successful. And that's kind of our mission statement, if you will, is to help as many people as possible find good jobs with as many good companies as possible. And, you know, as I mentioned, all of our offices are owned by franchisees, individual business owners. And, you know, so from the beginning there when they started in 83, and then as they got their systems and the programs in place, they went and started franchising. And, you know, we have owners in different areas of the country that have been in business as a franchise for over 25 years. And in the last couple of years, we awarded about 130 new owners into the system. And the majority of those new owners came out of corporate America with very, very little staffing experience, if any. And we have just a really outstanding cutting of the edge, if you will, training program. We view training as a lifetime experience. It's not just a new owner training and then they're out on their own. It's just ongoing training throughout, lots of different training programs to be available. All of our training's on the intranet. So the idea is to make our owners as well-informed and well-trained as we possibly can be, and then continue that ongoing. So we've got a lot of our systems in place. We've got our technology in our software programs for our franchise owners, and we do a great deal to support our franchisees. We have about 210 people that work in our main office here in Oklahoma City, and since we have no company-owned locations, all of the people that we have here are focused on helping our franchisees in whatever the sales and marketing training, just whatever the need is, we have people there to support them.
And, you know, staying on the subject of training, Fred, for, you know, someone who's listening right now who has an interest in this franchise and who want to know the details of the training, because obviously someone investing in a franchise system, I mean, that's ultimately the path to success, is the ongoing support, the franchise name, but training is such a part of it. How long of a process, and maybe talk about training a little more, Fred.
Sure, we'd be glad to. We have an initial 3-week new owner training where they come into Oklahoma City, and we actually pay their airfare and their hotel for them and the first person that they hire. We bring them in. They stay 2 weeks, which is pretty hands-on intensive training here. And as I mentioned, since a lot of these new owners don't have a staffing background, we actually start ground zero with them and take them through. Mm-hmm. And then once they finish their two-week program here, we then fly them for a third week of training back to the area where they're going to open their office, and we put them into a franchised training office. So they actually have hands-on experience from what they've just learned in an office out in the same area, same type of demographics that they will be when their office opens. Then when their office does open, we send in an opening team that's there with them, helping them each step of the way. And then we have ongoing training programs. Our sales and marketing department goes out every September and conducts what we call a sales summit, where the team goes in and picks about 8 major cities across the country and goes in and stays 3 days in those cities doing sales and marketing training. And yeah. Once a year, we have our national, or what we call our international leadership conference. And that's about 4 days, and it rotates cities kind of like a convention does in different cities each year. And there's a lot of hands-on training there. A lot of our franchisees participate in the conducting of the training. And so there's just lots of training. We believe so much in how important training is that we give that support. And that's a lot of what our franchisees tell candidates when they call to validate. They tell them that, well, be prepared for a lot of training, be prepared for a lot of hand-holding, be prepared for a lot of support, because those are what you're going to get when you come in with Express.
That's so important, too. Yeah, and I was reading, too, Fred, that you guys have a continuing on-site visits by field support representatives, you know, and I think that really keeps franchisees, not that you have to, but keeps them on their toes.
So well, it really does. We have about 75 what we call franchise field coordinators or developers, and they actually live out in the different areas of the country, and they are the business coaches for
right.
these franchisees. We average about 6 franchisees per coach, and that coach goes in and helps them with their sales and marketing, puts together goals and performas, and just kind of is there as a mentor, but more as just a sales coach, and gives them a lot of personal attention and helps them with the hiring of the personnel, helps them with even looking for their initial location. Go in and give them a lot of help from the very beginning.
That's great.
And did you say earlier, Fred, that you'd like for your franchisees to have sales experience? Is that a requirement or just something you look for? I mean, a lot of people coming out of corporate America can have all, you know, different skill levels. But sales and also, you know, besides that, what are some other characteristics that you look for in a franchisee?
Oh, that's a good question, because obviously it's very important that it's not to us about the awarding of the franchise. It's about making that franchisee successful. So
right.
we want to do everything we can do from the very beginning, including you know, how we classify and how we award the franchise. But a couple of points that we look for very quickly is eagerness to learn a new industry and ability to take direction while beginning this business. And as you've said several times, which is so true, that's what franchising is all about. And it's the ability to take a proven program and then follow the training, add your own entrepreneur juices to it, if you will, but
right.
follow a pretty set program. So we look for that. We look for a warm, friendly personality. We want someone with hands-on management skills. So people coming out of corporate America are really good for this, because they have usually been working in a team, working in an environment where they're depending on people to help them grow. And that's exactly what we want our franchisees to do, is build a really good team. Let us help them with that team. Let us help get that team trained. But, you know, we want great communication skills and, you know, a willingness to be a hands-on owner. we're not looking for an investor that wants to come in and put the money down and go and hire the person. We want an owner that wants to be involved in the business, that understands that the first couple of years are going to have to be very involved. Then they can back away a little bit and let their team do the day-in and day-out roles of the business. But we want our owners to be very engaged, if you will.
That's something, Marty, we've heard a lot about recently when, you know, speaking to, you know, people like Fred,
right,
with the franchisees building their team, the importance of that, their staff, their team, for that, you know,
true,
franchisee
right
to be successful.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. What's a typical day like, Fred, for your franchisees? It sounds like it is great for, you know, people coming out of corporate America because I guess the business hours sound like, I guess it would be like a Monday through Friday kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very normal business hours, Monday through Friday. Very rarely any evening work, and probably very rarely, if any ever, any weekend work.
Right.
Very professional type of image. You know, it's business owner working with other small business owners. One of the beauties of this particular business and industry is that every day is different, because you're building your team, you're going out and talking to owners, and you're helping them solve some of their business problems, and you know, you're making great friends with these owners, because they are, a small business owner is exactly what our franchisees are, small business owners. So they're able to bond very well with them and,
right,
and help them grow, and the owners realize as well that they're helping our owner grow their business. So it's really a real bonding for everyone involved.
That's great.
Fred, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? I mean, you mentioned some great things in the question I just asked you earlier. You know, some of that might fall into that. But, you know, as far as an aspiring entrepreneur, what would you suggest to them?
Well, I would suggest doing a lot of due diligence on the different companies and different franchises that you're considering. I would certainly look for something that you enjoy doing and that you could see spending the rest of your business life doing, or at least a large part of it.
Right.
Talk to as many owners as you can. Go see the corporate headquarters and see and touch the different programs that they're talking about. See the background of the parent franchisor. See the financials. Make sure it's a healthy company that's not trying to make their living on franchise fees, but understand that the more successful your franchisees are, the more successful your franchisor will be. And,
right,
you know, things like that are just very important, not in a fad industry type thing, but in an industry that's been around for a while and will continue to be around.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah, Marty and I are very big, of course, on people doing their due diligence, their homework, their investigation,
right,
hiring professionals throughout the whole process of investing in a franchise. So I guess, you know, no one can become a franchisee, Fred, unless they, you know, get the approval and okay from you, of course, right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. We have an awarding process that we go through, and you know, we want our potential franchise owners to have talked to a number of our franchisees, to have talked to our field people and have spent time with them. And then in a lot of cases, we want our candidates to have gone and visited one of our offices, or two or three of them if they would choose, to see what the daily routine looks like and see if that's something that they really would enjoy doing, because we want this to be a long-term relationship, and
right,
we want it to be a good fit both for them and for ourselves. So we try to be very careful in that process, that you know, everybody does their due diligence, and that then when we make the decision to move forward, we all feel good and we move forward very quickly.
Right.
I mean, it's in everybody's best interest. You'd rather have someone take an extra few months to make sure they do diligence, make sure they're making the right decision, so no problems down the line.
Exactly. I mean, we're not in any type of race. We want to make sure it's right and a good fit. And as I said before, but it's very important to us, it's not about awarding or selling the franchise. Mm-hmm. It's making those new owners successful. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard one of the greatest quotes. We have a podcast, Fred. It's called Great Quotes in Franchising. Don and I have done about 90 shows up to this point, and one of your franchisees we actually refer to in this podcast, her name is Becky Korchan. I don't know if you remember this quote, Don, but she says, if the procedures manual said to write all reports with my left hand in red ink on Monday through Wednesday and with my right hand in black ink on Thursday and Friday, I'd do it. And Don and I were just both fascinated. We said, how great a job you guys must do at training your franchisees, because they understand the importance of following the system. If they follow the express system, they will be very successful.
Well, and we appreciate that very much, and we appreciate the franchisee making those comments. But you'll hear that a lot when you talk to our owners, and they will say, if you want to be successful, do it just like corporate says.
Right.
Listen and train and follow their direction, and you can't help but be successful.
Absolutely. Fred, what's the best way to get more information on becoming an Express franchisee?
Well, you can call, you can go directly to our internet site, if you will, and that's expresspros.com.
Okay.
Or you can give us a call at 877-652-6400. But our website, it gives you a lot of great information about us and gives you an opportunity that if you'd like to receive more information from us, that you can submit your name and address, and we will overnight packages out to you. We've got a great new owner video that we send out that gives a lot of key information. And we understand that all this is just in the initial stages of investigation, and that's what we want, is to get as much information to them, to our candidates, as we possibly can.
That's fantastic. And we'll also put some links up on our website, you know, for our listeners to get more information.
That would be fabulous. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you again, Fred. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd love to have you back in the near future.
Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. You're helping to educate the consumer out there as to why franchising is so great and why it's so important in our economy, and that is critical. And you know, there's a lot of great franchisors out there, and a lot of great teams. So I appreciate you having us as part of your program and look forward to it in the future.
Keep
Thanks
up the good
so
work,
Fred.
Good job.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care.
Great concept, huh, Don?
Yeah, Fred has a lot of years' experience. He was in the business a long time before.
Right. And it's great because you can see it from both ends, from the franchisor franchisee perspective. You know what I mean? You don't always get that, you know. So, and this industry, you know, I was just looking at one thing I forgot to. I'm sure you probably mentioned, but it's, listen to this. As industry growth, the staffing industry employs 2.9 million people per day and has created 530,000 new jobs in the past 2 years. This is according to the American Staffing Association, the ASA. So, I mean, these are just like incredible numbers when you think about it. You know, I mean, it's just become such a massive industry.
I think he said it's an $81 billion industry.
It's incredible. I mean, those are some serious numbers, you know, and it was interesting how he referenced Jersey City, you know, not too you know, far from you in New Jersey, you know, but I imagine that area would be very big, you know, with temporary services and things like that, you know. So
I think Fred said anybody wanting information on Express Employment Professionals, I guess their website was expresspros.com.
Yeah, and I think we have the I'm going to have to double check it, but or I'll have to update it. I'll put a link on our show page on Blog Talk that actually links to their website as well.
Right.
I think it is a great industry, and I think they're a great franchise as well. So I'm glad that we finally got to, you know, have them on the show. And this is a great. Did you remember that quote from Becky Korchan?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember when we
had. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Julie Bennett on the show, and she actually referred to them, I think, on several occasions. And I just thought that was one of the greatest quotes I ever had. So we actually put that in our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. Right. So she's up there with like your Michael Gerbers and your George Nadeff and some pretty big company, you know. So.
Yeah, that really hits right to the point.
It sure
does. The whole philosophy of franchising.
That's it, you know.
Just follow the system.
Absolutely. So we got another great show on Thursday. We have, who do we have this week, Sterling Optical?
Yes, Sterling Optical this Thursday on the 26th, so we're excited about that.
I'm looking forward to that, you know, because they've been around such a long time, you know. And,
right.
been a customer to their service. So
okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
So great job, Don. You did a nice job today. Again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to franchisefunding.net, go to the new gofranchise.com.
Couldn't have said it better.
Thanks. And I'll see you this week, Don.
Right, have a good day, Marty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.